that men their songs employ. With fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy.
This is our call to worship. Y'all can be seated. Get my noble assistant up here.
I brought my own thing.
All right. Today is the first Sunday in Advent. Advent comes from the Latin word adventurus, meaning coming Advent. This begins the church year starting four Sundays before Christmas. The season of Advent has been set aside as a time of preparation since the 6th century. Advent is a time for preparing for Christ's second coming, even as we remember the celebration of his first coming at Christmas. This is why the color for the season is the same color as Lent. It's purple. It's the color of repentance and forgiveness. Today is the first Sunday of Advent in which we recall the hope we have in Christ. God told Abraham that through him all the nations of the world would be blessed because he trusted and put his hope in God. The Old Testament spoke of the coming of Christ, of how a Savior would be born, a king in the line of King David. He would rule the world wisely and bless all the nations. We too believe in God's promise to send Jesus again to this world to establish his kingdom upon earth. We light the first candle of Lent. Hope is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at the light of this candle, we celebrate the hope we have in Jesus Christ. From the scripture of Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your first coming and all that that means. And we prepare ourselves for your second coming, Lord. We ask you for forgiveness of all our sins. Cleanse us, wash us clean with the blood of Jesus, that we may be ready for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Forgiven and be free. It it's all you got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor,
let us adore Him.
Christ the Lord. For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Love the presence of the Lord, right? So wonderful to be in His presence this morning. Just like to say a huge thank you to our decorating team. Wow. Isn't this beautiful? That's beautiful. Huge thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all those who participated and took part in making sure that Jesus is glorified. Amen. Well, today, very special day. Know what today is? First day of December.
What's the day the Lord has made?
It's the day the Lord has made. First day of Advent. And it's a day that I get to do announcements. So praise the Lord for that. This morning, Pastor Terry will be sharing about making sure your calling, making sure of your calling, or making your calling sure, whichever one you choose. For 2 Peter, first chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. Elders and deacons, we are recommending Steve Billock to be one of our deacons and be a part of the leadership team of the deacons. And so we open this up and we give you time and opportunity to share your opinions and the way you feel. And we make sure that he is a servant. I'm telling you, he's a servant. He's got a servant's heart. And we're so grateful that he agreed to be a part of our leadership team as far as the deacons go. And that's what it is. You got to be a servant of all. Jesus said he who will be the greatest will be the servant of all. So, and that's one of the greatest things that we can be is servants. Kids' Christmas party, December. Christmas party in September, that would be a little early, right? December the 8th, 3:30 to 5:30. And at this point, are there other announcements that would like to be, anyone else need to make announcements?
Just remind you of Breakfast with Santa. It is in the bulletin, but we're still looking for volunteers, and we're also looking for gifts. If you'll bring children's gifts, we will wrap them. And if anybody's interested in volunteer, please see me after the service. I need to get your name. And we just need people to kind of direct the kids around. We need some people to help cook, various things like that. So just see me after the service, please.
Okay, I just want to say that when I drove up this morning, I was just thrilled with how everything looked. I love the shutters. I love the door. I love the paint. Everything looks so good. And I know Tommy Dean doesn't have any taste, so I'm not going to taste any. I know he doesn't get any credit, but whoever gets the credit, it is a wonderful, beautiful job, and I love it.
Anyone else? Well, we're so grateful for our guests this morning. Thank you for being a part of what God is doing here at Harrisburg Community Church, and you're welcome. You're welcome. Just make sure that for those of you who have been here a long time, make sure you greet them. Make sure you let them know how much you appreciate them being here today. Okay, let's do birthdays. It's time to sing happy birthday to a Miss Mallory. Woo woo.
Stand up. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Mallory, how young are you? How old are you today?
Eight.
Wow, time flies, doesn't it? Happy birthday, young lady. Lord bless you today. Also, Friday, December the 6th, is Lois Ransdell. My daughter is December the 4th. It's not in the bulletin, but I knew that. We're having a party today. And then Saturday, December the 7th, Aaron Weddington. Okay, and the anniversaries. Happy anniversary to John and Nikki Chapa on December the 2nd. Praise the Lord for them. Isn't that beautiful? Lois is on the 6th. All right. A lot of special other announcements that you can read at the bottom of the bulletin. On the December the 7th, the Breakfast with Santa. December the 8th, the Children's Party. Also on December the 8th for the elders and deacons. And Steve, you'll be invited to be a part of that. The ladies' Christmas party on December the 10th. Just a whole bunch. And then December the 15th is our communion service. And then December the 15th also is the caroling that we'll be doing out at the Willows Nursing Home. So if you want to be a part of any of those, we'd love for you to, especially those of you who can sing. I am not one of those. I can carry a tune, but it's usually in a bucket. So if you want to be a part and you've got a voice, the Willows, we could sure use your voice to be a part of blessing those who are shut in any way, shape, or form. So bless you this morning. Any other announcements that need to be made? One other announcement that I personally would like to make is for my daughter, Adina. I consider her to be my daughter. We're going to be having a special prayer service for her after. We're going to be praying over her after the service today and anointing her with oil because she's leaving on Friday along with her mother, Gail. They're going back to Mexico, and Gail's coming back, though. She's just going for a short time, not for long, but she's going to come back and be a part of our body here. But we want to bless them and pray over them and send them with the anointing and the blessing of the Lord. Any other announcement? Ruth, you got anything? Ruth has an announcement.
I have an announcement. There's not kids today. I'm going to be upset. Anyway, next Sunday, we are having a Christmas party. A movie and some fun other things, and it's from 3:30 to 5:30. There might be even something special. So bring your kids or send your kids. And that's it.
All right, Pastor Terry is going to do our prayer time.
I want to open up this opportunity for anyone who has a prayer on his or her heart to lift that up before the Lord. The Bible says that one of the things that marked the assembly of the early church, they continued steadfastly in the teaching of the apostles They continued regularly to meet together and fellowship with one another, and they prayed for one another. The Bible admonishes us in so many places. Pray for one another. Encourage one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. And so what I'd like to do this morning is just give you an opportunity. We have an ongoing prayer list, but there are always new things, things that are on your heart. So as we bow together, if there's a prayer on your heart with thanksgiving or a request, lift it up. If you want to just call out somebody's name, just call that out. And after we've had a time of corporate prayer, I will close our prayer time before we dismiss the children. So please open your hearts, go before the throne of grace, and lift your prayers to the Lord. Father, as we come together today as your people, as a part of your people who are gathering all over this world today to give praise and honor and thanks to their Creator, to their Savior, their personal Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for the privilege of worship. And we thank you for the privilege of coming before your throne of grace. And we thank you, Father, that you hear and you move according to your will and your purposes. Father, I pray for, during this holiday season, all those who are traveling. We thank you for traveling mercy, and we pray it would continue upon those who will be on the highways or flying. We ask you, Father, to give your angels charge over them, that they would be protected. And Father, I pray for those things that are on people's hearts this morning, perhaps unspoken, deep in the recesses of their heart, things that they are continually bringing before your throne of grace. Father, may they be encouraged to know that you do hear and your ears are never closed. May their faith increase and may they be strengthened. I also pray, Father, during this holiday season for those who are bearing burdens of grief. For we know that the holiday season is often a time of the deepest feeling of loss. And we pray that your presence, your grace, your assurance, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ might fill those vacant spots and that you would uphold them and strengthen them by your mighty Holy Spirit. We thank you again, Father, for for all that you are and all that you do. We give you praise and glory, just as we sang this morning, for you alone are worthy. And we give you that honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. This time we will dismiss the children to Children's Church. I ask the worship team to come and lead us in another season of worship.
is grown.